here's what we're going to do. How I'm not your typical person that loves rut. I don't like doing the same old love thing. So if you're on a cell phone or if you're in an area where it's really, you can hit *6. Dave Johnson just gave us some incredible, incredible nuggets. And what I'd like to do in the next few minutes, 15, 20 max, is if you have a thought that pops into your head or a question that you want to ask, you can just sharing. Hit *6 again on your phone, and that'll bring you back live. And there's a couple people that are still on the call that are on the host line, and just jump in here at any point. But here's my overwhelmingly bottom line emphasis that I want all of us to realize, that come Monday morning, so if you're listening in and you haven't hit that *6, do it. But on June 1st, NECAN, for the first time ever in the history that has been in this country since 1989, is going to make tickets available to the convention for $75. That is a very small, small price to pay. I don't know what NECAN spends per person to make this convention happen, but I guarantee you it's more than $70. Okay? So this is one of those opportunities that we have, and if this sounds like a commercial, it is. Bottom line. And am I trying to get everybody just to buy a convention convention ticket? Yes, I am. Because I know that when people make that decision and put their money where their thought process is, things will start to happen. And when we start to make the decision, we make that decision, hey, we're going to be in Dallas the last weekend of October 2009 at the Gaylord Palms because we know it's imperative for our business. And what's going to happen, and this is what we want to discuss, is what's going to happen from that point forward is, for one, you're going to start to see your business change because you've decided and you've made the decision, hey, you know, I may have to sacrifice a few times at Starbucks during the next couple weeks for the $75 or whatever, but I'm going to be there. The second thing that's going to happen is all of a sudden, as Dave and I talked about, you're going to find the screaming deal of the century for an airline ticket or whatever mode of transportation you need to get there. And then behind that, you're going to start to see things fall into place in the next 2 months where people are going to be attracted to you because you're excited about something, and your volume is going to go up, and then you're going to get your lodging for free at NECAN's expense. You know, this stuff, it just, you make a decision, and things will start to fall into place. So, let's talk about who's going to make that decision to purchase your ticket, and what are you expecting to happen in the next 2 months we have left of this convention and Senate.
You're going to take this whole trip to hell because I don't know what we have.
All it takes is a few people, or one or two, to really kind of make the fun. So if you missed the question and you want to comment, say your name, and let's chat. And maybe we can talk over and above the person that has hit *6.
Can you have that, or they have a mute button?
Every phone usually has them, but we so often forget, and that we're like, oh, they must be talking about me. Yes, they can actually hear that in the background. You know, I don't take it that seriously. It is kind of funny. It drives everybody nuts. But go ahead. The male voice that just spoke.
Hi, this is Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah, and you know it really puts a lot of pressure on you when you have the opportunity to go to something, and you put your money out, it makes you work harder.
Okay, now Steve, let me use you as an example here. I was with you 2 weeks ago. I bought a plane ticket for $225 and flew from Portland to Salt Lake to be at a graduation for a friend of ours that was graduating from Computer University, and he had no other family or friends there. I was it, and I pretty much knew that. Why is that imperative that making that decision for me changed his life forever?
Just the fact that you cared, that you believed in him, that you are a friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to have to put your money where your mouth is. And I'm not saying that I'm the pillar example got to see you and also hang out and chat for a few minutes while I was there. Okay, let's get another perspective. How is that going to change your business when we make the decision to invest $75 for a convention ticket? Anybody else? Because I know there's other people on the line, because we can hear you.
All right, then, ready, go?
Got a quiet group today, Vance.
I guess so. So anybody else?
Vance, this is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris. Good morning from Louisiana, correct?
Yes. My name is Cookie, and I do have a master's in business. And one thing I want to say is if you're going to go big, you got to go find out what the big people are doing. And I think the convention is a wonderful way to see how they're doing it and to meet the ones who are really the leaders.
Okay. And is that a short drive for you, Christine?
Reasonably, about 8 hours. And I'm planning as soon as I can to get my ticket. And my goal is to get free housing. I'm looking forward. I've been to two in the past, but my life has been real interrupted. I went to the Atlanta one about 10 years ago. Because I want to, and in fact, I did meet Dave Johnson and Marty and all of the big ones because that was the goal. But, of course, my city was hit by Katrina and I had other things interrupted. And I went out to the thing in Anaheim and they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
So I'm looking forward this time. I'm really going to, you know, how sometimes things come in. My goal is to get there this fall and to get a bunch of people there.
Okay. Okay. And let me give you guys a quick reason to expand on what Christine is saying, that when you make the decision to go, but also make the decision to identify a few other people, 3, 5, 10, doesn't matter, that of your friends that you want to, number one, as Dave said, it's going to be fun, but number two, more specifically, it's going to be vision expanding. And I love that statement that he said, leadership is the enthusiastic communication of my vision. Well, your vision is a lot easier to disseminate to other people when they get to see where your vision is getting expanded at that location, at that event. So, you know, someone like Christine, who has gone to, you know, gone to hell and back with what happened in the last couple of years, which is simply a natural story, living in Louisiana. You know, we can't all overcome these things because life is always going to, you know, just continue the downward spiral. However, we can make the decision to turn it around, and Meekin's given us the vehicle to do that.
Right, and I have to just say, you didn't hear my name is Cookie.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's a nickname, but that's okay. But let me tell you, I love Meekin. It is, I think, one of the best things to happen to this world. And I like the opportunity it gives anybody who wants to, you know, go forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to putting a face with the voice at the convention.
Me too. Bye-bye.
All right. Anybody else?
This is Joe.
Good morning, Joe. And
good
Joe,
evening.
It's just a short drive for you and Bill down, what is that, I-35, if I remember correctly?
Exactly. Maybe 6 hours, 6.5 hours. So,
okay.
Yep, we're looking forward to that. Last year, when we went to Florida, we had only one person go with us who was relatively new in Meekin, and it was their first convention. And even before they got back home, they said, we want to go to next year's convention. And so I stayed in touch with them. And they still want to go, and they're not big business builders, I'm not even saying that, but there was something that changed them. They liked the hands-on with people. Yes, they learned a lot about product, they've got some very specific information, but was getting close and up front with home office that made them, you know, home office makes itself so available and so personal, and that was really impressed them a lot. So they're on the track to go this year, too. So that's all I had to say.
And Joe, you've been to a few conventions. Looking back over my notes that I'd written down, because you've heard Dave's Dave and Valerie's story before. What jumped out at you this morning? Because I know you're a note taker like I am. What was the aha that you picked up that maybe you'd heard before, or maybe you hadn't heard before, that you're going to walk away from what David shared today? I lost it, though.
No, I just wasn't sure if that water was going to get shut off or not. That I heard, or whatever that sound was. I think it's the reminder that whatever we do is going to impact somebody profoundly. It's going to impact me, and if I somebody, it's going to impact them and whoever's lives they touch. And it seems so small, but whether we do or whether we don't, we're making a decision that affects hundreds of lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said it just exactly the way I heard it years ago, that whether you join us in NECN or whether you don't, either way, you're going to have the potential of impacting thousands of people's lives. And we sometimes think, well, that's kind of an arrogant statement when you say that. That's kind of, you know, you're exaggerating just a little bit. No, we're not at all. Because the power of a person's experience, and lately we've been talking about this, the Costco comparison, that when you walk out that door and when you experience something with NECN, whether it's a product, whether it's humans being more, I was reading an email from our guest speaker next week, Kathy Clark, who is, her entire life has been transformed by NECN. And how many people that she's impacted and how many people they have impacted. And had she just said, no, I'm going to keep doing, it would have not been where it is today. So, excellent point. Thank you, Joe.
Joaquin Brown.
Joaquin Donlin.
This is Chris in Baton Rouge.
Go ahead, Chris in Baton Rouge. You and Cookie got on at the same time.
Well, that's not a problem. I feel like I'm trying to cross traffic on the interstate here on foot with all the everything happening. What I was going to comment on was,
You and I talked a little bit via email about the fact that I had a couple of my folks went to the convention a couple of years ago that went silver. But the corollary of that is that if they don't keep going to events, then they kind of lose interest. You know, and I know one of the things that kept me interested for years before I took an interest in the business, I was really interested in products. And the thing that kept me going on looking at that and staying involved with NECN were conference calls like this one here, where I was hearing what was happening and what people were getting results on. And although we need to get people to this event, we need to get them to all the little events in between and all the events afterwards, because they go to the big one, they take a big action, but then they don't follow through, you know, you still haven't achieved what you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris, what's fascinating to me is that how quickly, as you said, when people don't stay plugged in, and if they don't go to an event, you know, annually, and I think it's imperative that that we make a decision that every year we're going to go to one big event, and it should be the convention. And if the convention doesn't work in the States, well, then come up with something else. But every year, go to something, get yourself plugged in, that, yes, it's going to be a financial investment, but how many times over are we going to gain those finances back? That how quickly people will fall back into those ruts that society wants them to fall into, because society says, well, you know, don't be a pioneer. You know, that those were for people, you know, 150, 200 years ago. We don't need to go against the flow. We don't need to swim upstream. And by golly, I'm saying, yes, we do. Because if we don't, we're going to continue to spiral downward, and we're going to be like all these other people out there complaining about how they're waiting for somebody in government to fix all their problems. That's not our elected officials' responsibility. That's ours. And if we want to be different 5 years from now, well, let's start figuring out what it is that we're allowing to come into our eyes, into our ears, absorbing into our mind, and let's make that decision. The convention is the easiest way to change that and alter our future, if we'll make that decision.
I agree.
Anyone else want to throw their two cents in with? If you muted yourself. yourself and you want to come back in part of the discussion, I'm going to keep it up for a couple more minutes and then make a few announcements, and then we're going to tie a bow on this thing and get into the weekend. Okay, I'll take it that answers my question.